Sunday, Chof Hei Ia, Rabbi Zalmi Sonnenfeld, opinion the three signs.
Very good morning to everyone. Very thankful to be given the opportunity to come to speak here once again to Choshev Tzibur. I attended a bris recently of a friend of mine who's making his first bris. It took place in the shul, straight after Shacharis. And after Shacharis, before the bris took place, he was taking off his tefillin, and he was putting them away. And someone came to him and said, "Isn't the minig to keep on the tefillin by a bris? Tefillin is a ois, and a bris is a ois." And my friend thought, yeah, you know, he's right. There is such a minig. But then he was thinking that the Gemara says that we know we don't wear tefillin on Shabbos or Yom Tov because Shabbos is a ois and tefillin is a ois, and therefore we don't want to be mezalzel in one ois over another, and therefore we say not to wear tefillin. So if Mila is also a ois, so maybe we shouldn't be wearing tefillin. If we should be wearing tefillin, someone else piped up and said, so maybe we should all be wearing tefillin, or maybe only the Avi Aben should be wearing tefillin. What about the Moel? What about the Sandik? And there was a bit of confusion in the air. People were like, yeah, the minig is taka to wear tefillin, but why is that different to Shabbat and Yom Tov where you don't wear tefillin? So I decided to be mavari the inyan a bit and see the makoros for wearing tefillin or maybe not wearing tefillin. And it came out that it was taka a very interesting noisa, as we will see, siyata d'shmaya. The Gemara says, it's a Gemara Menachos, Daf Lamed Vav, and it's also a Gemara in Erevin, Daf Tzadik Vav Amud Aleph. The Gemara says, Rabbi Akiva, a member of Rabbi Akiva, Yochel Yeniach Odom Tfilin B'Shabosis V'Yom Tovim. A person can think that one should wear Tfilin on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Tamud Loima, the Pasuk says, V'Hoyo L'Cho L'Ois Al Yodcho. It's an ois for you, Tfilin is an ois. You wear tefillin at a time when you need an ois. Yotzu elu shehein gufon ois. Shabbos and Yom Tov is an ois in itself. What's this idea? Shabbos, Yom Tov, tefillin is an ois. Says Rashi, Yomim shi Yisrael tzrichin lahamid ois al atzmon. There are days when a person, a yid, needs to put an ois on himself. Lahakir shehei machzikim b'terosai shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says Rashi, to show that they are machzik in Hashem's Torah. Yotzu Shabbosis v'yamim toivim. Shabbos and Yom Tov is different. Shehein atzma an ois v'en HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Yisrael. Dichsev, like it says by Shabbos, ki ois hi b'ni yoveneichem. Shabbos is an ois in itself. Yom Tov is also called Shabbosayim. That's why Yom Tov also has the din of an ois. We'll see later on, to some extent, Rosh Chodesh also has the din that is called an ois. But because you have the ois of Shabbos, so Yom Tov, you don't need to have another ois of Mila, of Tefillin. And in fact, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us an ois on a certain day, and we go and use a different ois, you're in some way or another, you're being mezalzel in the ois that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. Daruch HaShulchan speaks it out, and he says that if a king gives his servant a certain tabas to show that he is the servant of this so-and-so king, it will be a zilzal for him to go and make his own tabas because the king has given him his tabas. So huadin, if Hashem has given us certain days of Shabbos and Yom Tov, and that is an ois for us to show our connection between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it would be wrong to come and bring the ois of tefillin and use that tefillin as well. So and use that ois as well. So that's the idea. If you have one ois, one shouldn't take another ois and use it. You don't need another ois because the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch is it's an issa to wear tefillin on Shabbos and Yom Tov. And the idea is, the issa is because it's a bizoin of Shabbos and Yom Tov. If you have Shabbos and Yom Tov, then you don't need to have another ois, and therefore we don't wear tefillin. We'll see later on, there's different reasons, maybe what the idea of this ois is, what the idea is, what it's there to remember. For example, even in the ois of Shabbos, the Aruch HaShulchan brings down, what is the ois? Is the ois the fact that the Etzem Shabbos, the fact that it's Shabbos today, or is the ois that you're not allowed to do Melacha today? And it makes difference for Chol HaMoed, it's a machlokes in Halacha, whether one should wear tefillin or one should not wear tefillin. It would be dependent on this shaila: are you wearing it because it's a day of Shabbos, or is it a day which is Asav Asiyas Melacha? Because there are those who say that Chol HaMoed is Asav Asiyas Melacha, even Min HaTorah, on the Melachas which are Asav on Chol HaMoed. So we'll see later exactly what the Ois is. But Shabbos is a Ois, and Mila is a Ois, and Tefillin is also a Ois. So it should follow on, the Chaira, it should follow on, that by a Bris Mila, one shouldn't wear Tefillin. Because if you have the ois of if you have the ois of Mila, you're being mezalzel in the ois of Mila if you're going to go and now wear tefillin. The Chidah brings down a shameless sefer called the Yad Ne'eman that in a chanama you shouldn't wear tefillin by wearing tefillin. As we've said, you're being mezalzel with Mila. So before a bris, one should take off his tefillin in order not to be mezalzel in the ois of Mila. That's the first of three shittas that we'll see in this. The first one is very simple: not to wear tefillin by b'shas bris mila. You always need to have one ois. So you even have the ois of Shabbos or Yom Tov or Mila or tefillin. What there is to ask on this, we'll go back later, because l'chayra every day, if one puts on tefillin, so one has the ois of Mila and one has the ois of tefillin. So why wear tefillin every day? Why is there not a zilzil in the ois of Mila? When one looks around, one finds in many poskim that they bring down that one should wear tefillin b'shas at the time of a bris. The Shach brings down b'shem hagoyes minhogim that one should wear tefillin. The Magen Avraham in Hilchas Tefillin brings down that one should wear tefillin. So does the Mishnah Berurah, the Shulchan Aruch Harav. Most of the Noisa Kalim say one should wear tefillin. So now, there's two mahalchim to explain why one should wear tefillin. The first one is, one always needs to have two oises. Snapshot: one always have one. One always has to have two oises. So when it comes a weekday, one has the ois of Mila, that's always there, and we add on the ois of Tefillin. So we always have. So then you have a second one. Comes Shabbos, you have the ois of Shabbos, and you have the ois of Mila. Apishnayim edim yakum dava. Memela, it's not one always; it's always two. The Gemara is talking about the one that you have over the one of Mila. The one of Mila is always with us. The Prima Godin brings down such a tzad, and it's already brought down in the Rabbeinu Bachai from the Rishonim at the end of Parshas Lech Lecha by the mitzvah of Mila. He brings this down as well. He says the following Loshen. The Sholeish mitzvahs b'Torah hein shenikru ois. There's three mitzvahs in the Torah that we find that are called ois. Ve'elu hein Mila, Shabbos, Tefillin. Or shloshton edus v'ois al ha'yichud v'ha'emunah. They're all a testimony on the yichud and the emunah that we have in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ve'ein roi l'chol echad mi Yisrael la'amoid zulas hashteyem mehen. You always need to have two of them. Ki kium kol dava al pi shnayim edim. It's always al pi shnayim edim yakum dava. So therefore you need to have two. Ve'al zeh yitztorech sheyelchu beis edim imay. Oh. He says, one should be very careful with the mitzvah of tefillin. Then he will always have Mila and tefillin. Come Shabbos, so you don't need the tefillin because you have Mila and Shabbos. That's the second day. The third day is that you do need to wear tefillin at a bris Mila, but it's not pshat that you need to have two oisais. You always need to have one ois. But the ois of Mila is different to the ois of Tefillin and the ois of Shabbos. The Rekeach brings down that one needs to have an ois. The idea of an ois is to have a zeicha of Yitzias Mitzrayim. So by wearing Tefillin or by and the mitzvah of Shabbos, where the idea is that we're showing the Ribbono Shel Olam is created the world, the Ribbono Shel Olam is manig the world, like we saw by Yitzias Mitzrayim, those are oisos which show a zeich of Yitzias Mitzrayim. There's another thing, there's a mitzvah of Mila, which also happens to be a ois, happens to be a bris as well, but that does not come into the shaila of wearing one ois or not wearing another ois. That's a bit in the Gemara as well, because when the Gemara speaks about wearing tefillin on Shabbos Yom Tov, the Gemara doesn't bring in the Gemara doesn't mention Mila at all, because Mila is something is different. It's a different type of ois. It doesn't come into this idea of not wearing one ois over another ois. So Koponim, those are the three shittas that we find in the Nisa Kalim. The first one is that one shouldn't wear tefillin at a bris because it's a zilzil. The ois of tefillin is not necessary because you have the ois of Mila. The second day is that one always needs to have two ois. So you should wear tefillin, because therefore on weekday you'll have the ois of tefillin and the ois of a bris. And on Shabbos, one will have the ois of Mila and the ois of Shabbos, and you don't need tefillin. And the third day is that one does wear tefillin at a bris, but it's not pshat that one needs to have two oisos. One ois is always enough, but that's always the ois of Shabbos or the ois of tefillin. The ois of Mila is a separate thing. Now, going back to the first tzad, that one always needs one ois. So how do we explain why one wears tefillin any day, every single day of the week, if one has the ois of Mila? So the Chidah brings down b'shem this sefer, b'shem the Yad Ne'eman. He says, because the ois of Mila is mutzna, it's not visible to the eye, and therefore one needs to have a different ois, and that's not called being mezalzel one ois into another. Someone to explain, the sefer Ois Chaim V'Sholem from the Munkat Sherebbe, Zuchayna Levracha, who was a moel himself, he says a very interesting svara. He says, when it comes to Shabbos, so you have two oises. You have the ois of Shabbos, and you have the ois of Mila. But at the time that one makes a bris, he's being mechallel Shabbos. Now he's making a chabura, which is could be an issa deraisa. But he's allowed to be mechallel Shabbos, because it's a gzeras hakosah for Mila, v'yom hashmin yom b'sar alosay, then Gemara says, even on Shabbos. So the maisa, at that moment, he's only got one ois. He's got the ois of Mila in those minutes, maybe seconds, when he's doing the bris. He's got the ois of Mila, and he doesn't have the ois of Shabbos, because he's being mechallel Shabbos. He says, therefore, it follows on that in the weekday, when one does a bris, one shouldn't wear tefillin. This will be the tzad in those poskim who say not to wear tefillin. One doesn't wear tefillin because one wants to show that just like on Shabbos, when we do the bris, we don't have any other ois, because we don't have the ois on Shabbos because we're being mechallel Shabbos. So too, we take off our tefillin before bris to show that b'shas we're doing the bris, we've only got one ois. So he says, yeah, that tzad also holds that really you always need two ois, and it's just b'shas of bris, not two, because we always want to remember the way you do it on Shabbos, and that's why in the weekday we don't do it as well. The second tzad, which you always need two oises, which we said already comes from the, we see this Makari in the Rishonim already. What's going to be an interesting shaila? Oral shemeso ochiv machmas mila. Someone who achman and tznan, he can't have a bris. He said three brothers already, and the vol unfortunately didn't make it, didn't survive after making a bris. And he's be'emes oral shemeso ochiv machmas mila. He's not a mumala arles that he doesn't want to do it, or he's scared to do it, or he doesn't believe in it. He's a oral shemeso ochiv machmas mila. Would you say that such a person has to wear tefillin on Shabbos? If you hold you only need one ois, so that's not going to be a shaila. But if you hold you always need two oises, and you on Shabbos, the va is you have the ois of Mila and the ois of Shabbos, so oral shemesa achim machmas Mila should have to wear tefillin on Shabbos in order that he has two oises even on Shabbos. The Trumas Hadeshen, Simon Kovches, brings this shaila, and he says that, no, for sure he doesn't wear tefillin. That means, although the reason is to have two oises, like we say, Pishnaim Edim Yakum Dova, but for this person, the fact that we make a drosha, Pishnaim Edim Yakum Dova, Piyar Goda, he says something which the Gemara brings down, which is Darshan Dar Piyar Goda, the fact that it doesn't apply to this person, that you don't say the halacha changes. He says, for example, the Gemara says, why is Mila Lishmoina? Why is Mila not earlier? He says, Kedei Shelo Yehei Ovi V'Imai Smechim. The Gemara says, we don't want to that Ovi V'Imai Had Sovim, they're upset, V'Kulam Smechim. Because there's an Issa Tash Meshamita, calls man Isha as a Nida, till Yom HaShmini, Min HaTorei Mi'ikra Didina. And therefore, we say to wait till Yom HaShmini. So he says, what about if a lady gives birth, and we know she's a Zolf when she gives birth, so she has to wait 14 days, because she has to wait Zayin Nikiyam as well, Minat Torah. So would you say, oh, so you only make a bris after 14 days? For sure not. You don't see such a thing. It's Xeris HaKosu, B'yeh Mashmin, Yimah B'sar Alasai. It could be there are certain exceptions to the case, but the fact that we darshan something up pitara chagoda, that won't change the actual din. So he says for sure, Oros Shemesa Ochev Machmas Mila, he will still not have to wear tefillin on Shabbos. He says there's many examples of that in the Gemara, that the Gemara gives a reason al pidrush al piagoda, but that doesn't change, that wouldn't change the halacha in any instance. The other way of explaining it, there's a Chuvas Radvaz who says that you don't need to have Mila. He says, Isho, the Gemara says, Isho command mehelia damia. You find this idea that Isho, the fact that she doesn't have a bris, it's not pshat, it's lacking, it's command mehelia damia. And he says the same of Oro Shemesa Ochim Machmas Mila. He needs to have a ois, he needs to have a ois bris, he needs to be given an ois bris, but he can't be given the ois bris in the situation that he is. But you don't look at him like an oral. He says, I'll bring you a raya. The Mishnah says at the end of the third perek of Nedarim that someone who makes a neder, that he's not going to get any hanor from an oral. So he's allowed to get hanor from a Yisrael who's an oral, and he's not allowed to get hanor from a goy, even if the goy has made himself, has had a circumcision, he's not allowed to get an hanor from a goy. So he's not an oral. Why? Because Yisrael, but maybe the Mishnah there is not talking about a mumala arya, someone who didn't want to give himself a mila, but that's clear that oral shemesa achiv machmas mila, that's not called that he's lacking. And that's not, and there's the Mishnah brings riots from Tanakh that are arle leiv, that their idea is much more than the actual maisa mila. And therefore he says, as well, the oral shemesa achiv machmas mila, he doesn't need to wear tefillin on Shabbos. There's also a shtickle of a mekoy that one should wear tefillin b'shas bris from the juxtapositioning of the droshes where it's brought down in the Gemara Megillah. Daf Tezayin Amid Beis, Gemara darshens the pasuk in Megillas Esther, La Yehudim Ma'isa Oira V'Simcha V'Sasim V'Yikar. The Gemara says Oira Zutaira, like it says Kiner Mitzvah V'Taira Oir. Simcha is Yom Tov, like he says, V'samachta V'chagecha. Sosa in Zumila, Sosa Noichi Alim Rasecha, K'moitzei Shalor Rav. And V'yakar, the Gemara Darshans, is Tfilin. So the Sefer Koros HaBris on Hilchos Mila brings down the fact that the Gemara Darshans, Sosain and V'yakar, Mila, and Tfilin together, he says that is a Shtuk HaRemez, that B'shas HaBris, one should be wearing Tfilin. The feel it's the third sad, which holds as well, B'shas tefillin, one should be wearing tefillin, because Mila doesn't come into this questioning of one ois over another ois, Mila is something different. It's mashma in the Gemara like that. That sad is the chayra, the most clear in the Gemara, because when the Gemara, when discussing wearing one ois over another ois, doesn't mention at all the mitzvah of Mila. So although the way the Rekeach, when he brings it down, he says that the reason is because it's a zecher to Yetzias Mitzrayim, and therefore, the mitzvah of Mila is not the Zeichah to Yetzias Mitzrayim as opposed to Tefillin and Shabbos. Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi says it's all to show, as long as we show some sort of connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whether it's Shabbos or whether it's Mila, whether it's Tefillin. But Lemaisa, his sad is Mochach in the Gemara, the fact that the Gemara doesn't mention Mila. Ramosha Feinstein in Igros Moshe also brings down a svara why one should wear tefillin b'shas mila. When one does a bris, there's two parts to it. There's the actual maisa mila, and then he's also the fact that he's gemalet afterwards. He's left with an ois, like it's known. There's a well known chakira. What is the ikka mitzvah? Is the ikka mitzvah to do the maisa mila, or is the ikka mitzvah to be gemalet? There's a marach oizarua who from the rishonim who bring. He brings down from the Gemara in Menachos that David HaMelech, b'shas, he was in the Beis HaMerchatz, he was very upset. He didn't have the mitzvah of tzitzis, he didn't have the mitzvah of Mila, he didn't have the mitzvah of tefillin or mezuzah, until he saw on himself he had the mitzvah of Mila. So he was very, very happy. He said, wherever I go, I'll always have one mitzvah with me. And he wants to bring a raya from there that the main mitzvah of Mila is not the actual, not the ma'is Mila, but the main mitzvah is to be gemalad. Most of the Rishonim say, no, the mitzvah is the Maisa Mila. When it comes to the Ois or Mila, that's clear that the Ois is the Ois one has, the fact that a person has a bris, not the Maisa Mila, the fact that the person has a bris, that's clear.
That's the case of the Shalit Ever, because the Ois is the child's bris, not the parents.
Oh, so we'll see what that's other in a second. But Ramosha Feinstein says that when a person makes a noise on a child, so once showing by wearing tefillin the idea of the importance of always having a noise. Someone has a child, and this child doesn't have any ois yet, and now you're going to make him a ois, you're going to give him a ois. So he says it makes sense, miswara, to say that one should wet fill in b'shas doing a bris in order to show this idea. What am I doing? I'm making him a ois. Just like there's another ois as well, there's the ois of tefillin. I'm giving now this child a ois. There is a svara brought down as well, like you mentioned, the fact that when a person is doing a bris on a child, the fact that he is doing it to the child, he's not doing it to himself, that's not called a zilzal in the ois of mila, the fact that he's doing it to someone else. Those are the three reasons that we find in the Rishonim. So the Ois Chaim V'Sholem, the Munkar Sherev, Zichron of Racha, he brings down the Stadim and he says, so whatever one does, one really has what to be Soimach on. Those who don't have tefillin, we find that there's a reason not to wear tefillin. And those who do wear tefillin, you see a good smach why they should do. That the meaning is Bahamoinam, that the Avi HaBen wears tefillin, the Sanduk wears tefillin, but the crowd who are standing around, they Bederech Klal don't wear tefillin. They're not the one is not makbid that they should dafka keep on their tefillin. And Ramesh Ishtamach in Shuvas van Hoggas, he's Masbir, he says that there's two reasons why it is like this. The first reason is because sometimes there's a delay until a child comes in, and there could be hesach hadas with the tefillin, and therefore we don't tell everyone who's standing around to keep it on. We tell them they should remove it, and it's dafka the avi haben and the sandik. And the second reason he says is because it's the avi haben who's oisik in the mila. Maybe not himself. Maybe he asked the shliach to do it. A moel. It's him. There's a dafka ekpeda that he should wear his tefillin, and so too the sandik. The reason why the moel doesn't always wear the tefillin, the Ois Chaim V'Sholem says it because it sometimes disturbs the umnas, it can get in the way. So for practical reasons, the moel will take it off. But otherwise, the Avi HaBen and the sandik, who are mostly involved, like we see legabe the dinam of Tachnun as well, in a minyan, whether Avi HaBen or the moel or sandik are davening, they are able to pata Tachnun. So do here as well, there would be a kpeda on them dafka to wear tefillin. But sama noyig, which brings us to the next nakuda, that if a bris is later on in the day, it's not straight after shachris, for whatever reason, it's later on in the afternoon, mincha time, or even lunchtime, whatever it is, so one doesn't put on the tefillin specially for the bris, to show, to give some respect to the other side that one doesn't wear tefillin. So if one is wearing it for shachris already, then we don't take it off. But to put it on specially for tefillin, for a bris, then one wouldn't do that. So the shaila arises, what would one do on Rosh Chodesh? Rosh Chodesh, one takes off his tefillin for Musaf. And let's say the someone's making a bris on Rosh Chodesh. So now, after Musaf, should he put on his tefillin once again? Now, this shaila one can ask someone who wears Rashi tefillin and Rabbeinu Tam tefillin. So it comes Rosh Chodesh, and he wants to wear his Rabbeinu Tam after Musaf. So he's taken off his tefillin because it's Rosh Chodesh. So should he now put on his tefillin again? Is he allowed to put on his tefillin? The lashon of the Mishnah Berurah and Tof Gimel, why one doesn't wear tefillin on Rosh Chodesh, he says it's also a type of Yom Tov. It's not a full Yom Tov, but he says, the Mechaber says, Noyagim lachalot tefillin kishroitzim nispal alosif. Musaf. Says the Mishnah Berurah, what's the reason? Just like you don't wear tefillin on Shabbos or Yom Tov, because it's a ois. So similarly, Because that's when we mention the korbanos of the day, the extra korbanos, and that schira is like a ois. So should one wear tefillin, or should one not put on his tefillin to Rabbeinu Tam? Rabbi Avadi Yosef, in his Shut Sefer Yabia Omer, he says that there's a Kafa Chaim who brings down that on Rosh Chodesh, and there's a Bris Milah, the Kafa Chaim says that the Avi Ben, because he's taken off his tefillin, he shouldn't put his tefillin on afterwards. He says that because it's Rosh Chodesh, even, and Amos says, he says it's to do with Kesa, and it's to do with other Kabbalistic reasons why I shouldn't put on his tefillin afterwards. So Rabbi Avadi Yosef wants to say that if tefillin for Mila, that we see there's so many Mikaris, the Shach brings down that one should wear tefillin b'derech klal by Mila, and the Magen Avraham brings it down, and the Shulchan Aruch Harav, everyone brings it down, but still we say when it comes to Rosh Chodesh, we don't keep that minig. So he says, if so, the minig of putting on tefillin de Rabbeinu Tam after on Rosh Chodesh, after Musaf, l'chayra, for sure, one shouldn't. That's just, it's a minig that some people have to put on tefillin, but Mila, which we see, there's Mekayra, is the strong reason to say one should wear tefillin, and we don't. So for sure, to put on tefillin de Rabbeinu Tam, one shouldn't. And he says, of course, that's all based on if there is a minig to wear tefillin b'shas mila. Lefi that other tzadim, he brings down, the chidor brings down, there are those who say that one doesn't need to wear tefillin b'shas mila, so then the whole raya falls apart for Rosh Chodesh as well. So Lemaise, he says at the end, in Shut Yabia Oimer, he says, Roy limona. Well, it's better that one shouldn't put on tefillin because of this kafa chayim, one has enough to rely on, that there is an Indian to put on bris b'shas bris mila, but roi limana not to put on tefillin de Rabbeinu Tam. He says one should put it on before musaf by Ashrei Valetzio maybe, but before one davens musaf Rosh Chodesh, the kpeda is only after musaf. The Maaseh, the Mishnah Berurah brings down in tefillin that he says someone who puts down tefillin de Rabbeinu Tam, yeah, he could put on tefillin de Rabbeinu Tam after musaf as well. It's not a problem even on Rosh Chodesh. So again, however one is noyig, there is big makoros what there is to rely on. One more nekuda on this sosoin, where we learn out from the fact sosoin zumila. Rav Chaim Kanievsky Shlita, he points out something very interesting. He says the Gemara says, like we mentioned before, sosoin zumila, like it says sosoin eichalim osechel kumayt yishol arov. He says in every place in Tanakh, Sosoin, where Sosoin is mentioned, it's written Moli. Sien, a Vov, and an Endonon. He says the only place which it's written without a Vov, Chosar, is this place over here. He says, what's Pshat? What's the reason? He says, the Gemara says in Suvas, the Gemara asks a question, why don't we say by a bris, Shasimcha b'moinoi? Like you say by a chasno, by a sheva brachos, Shasimcha b'moinoi. Why don't we say by a bris, which is a sudas mitzvah, Shasimcha b'moinoi? So the Gemara says, there's Sa'di Yonuka. So the Simcha is not b'shlemus, because of this Sa'di Yonuka. Says Reb Chaim, that's why Sosain, which we darshan out of here, Sosain Zumila, we don't have Sosain Bishlemus, it's not Mole, because there's something chosah here from the Simcha, because of the Tzadi Yanuka. He says, you see here the sensitivity of the Torah HaKadosha, that because of this drosha that is expanded from here, it's lacking a vav. Similarly, one sees in Shmoneh Esra, the mitzvah, the tefillah of Rafa'enu, which one davens, that one should be healthy and well. It's all based on the fact one should get healed. One l'chayru could ask that one should make a bracha. The bracha should be, thank you for my health, for giving shvach to an adult HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not that one is not well and one needs a refuah. And the Mefarshim explain that refa'enu, like the Gemara says in Megillah, is based on a bris milah. That's why it's the eighth bracha on Shmoneh Esra. And we're davening, so to speak, as well, for everyone who needs a refuah from a bris milah. And that's why the sensitivity of the Torah, the bracha was meyusad, the bracha was established in such a way that we're asking for refuah. So of course we're asking for continuous health and well-being, but we're also having in mind the bris milah. to the Rebbeinu Shleim Shetaka help that we should be able to be mekayim all the oisais, the mitzvah of mila and the mitzvah of Shabbos and the mitzvah of tefillin, and we should be able to be mekayim all the mitzvahs in the Torah, and that will bring us even closer to the Golah Shleimah of Mehirah V'Yameinu Amen.